So you may hear a lot of noise up here. Are you all hearing all the different noises of chimes? I'm so grateful to everyone who has brought in chimes and different sizes and different shapes and different noises. This is to remind us that our theme this summer is listening. So this summer we're listening for God, we're listening for God's gifts, and we're listening to people for their God-given gifts. This scripture talked a lot about bread. And so all I could think about as I read this is how there are so many kinds of bread. So up here on the communion table, you will find all different kinds of bread from all over the world. There are dark breads and breads that are braided, flat breads. In the Asian culture, rice is the bread of life, so there are rice cakes up here. I had these in my kitchen, so I brought them, but they weren't exactly what I was thinking, but they represent. So there is pumpernickel bread, as you heard. The children ate some of that. I got some of that. It was delicious. And then one of my favorite breads is actually tortillas. So, and we have naan, and we have pitas, all kinds. We have baguettes, Italian bread. So all different kinds of bread. So if Jesus is our bread of life, and there are so many kinds of bread, how can there only be one way to know God? So this may be something you experienced in your childhood. You may have been the happy family going to church on Sunday morning. But this, I think, may also be a retro idea, just like this is a retro picture, because it's not as common as it used to be for the family to come together on Sunday morning and go to church. But some of you may have learned about Jesus in church with your family on Sunday morning. And some of you, when you were in church or at home or out and about or even in school with your friends, you may have had an inner knowing of God. Even as a child, you may have known that Jesus was with you at all times. And this is one way to know God, one way to get to know Jesus. But not everyone has the same story. Not everyone gets to know Jesus in this way. Some people get to know Jesus through struggle, through addiction. Addiction to alcohol or drugs or gambling or pornography or shopping or the internet. All kinds of addiction may lead us to knowing God. You may have learned about Jesus, about our God, through knowing that you're not in control, that there is a power higher than yourself. Some people may have come to know God through an illness. So this is a picture of Robin Roberts from Good Morning America, and she's always had faith, but I know that her faith was strengthened through her illness. And I know so many people who just don't know where to turn, whether they have had a heart attack or a stroke or cancer or any kind of illness, and they have turned to God and gotten to know God for the first time or maybe even again. And then there are people who might get to know God because they are in the worst situation, struggle, whatever, of their life, and they can do nothing else because they've tried everything humanly possible, that they have just thrown up their hands and said, "Okay, God, it's yours. I let go and I let God." And in that, they may have, again, learned that Jesus is their friend for the first time or again. And who are we to judge how people get to know Jesus Christ? Who are we to judge? If there are so many ways to know Jesus, how can we judge? We are not, aren't we called to be a positive part of a person's journey? Could it be that their journey is just in the beginning stages? The bread of life, Jesus, can nourish for many kinds of people, striking them in so many different ways, ways we can't even imagine right now. And please know, each person is a God-given gift on a journey. It may be the beginning of the journey, the middle of the journey, or the end of their journey. So I have a little video for you. And this is just a little... We all came here today with scars. We've all come to know Jesus in different ways, through scars and with scars and many scars. And not one way was the perfect way to come to know Jesus. So why would we think that each person needs to be in the same place on their journey to serve God? We serve God in unique ways. Not one of us is the same as the other, and not one of us does it perfectly. So let's continue to meet people where they are because their journey will not look like our journey. But let's do our best to be a part of their journey. Around the world, people worship in many different ways. We are on the cusp of a new era called post-colonialism. This is a new era in which the old ways of thinking that worshiping God had to be a certain way, had to be European. And this is actually a picture of the Virgin Mary. From, Guadalupe, I think. I'm looking at Ted. I think Guadalupe. And this is the nativity scene from Korea. And then we have the baptism from Africa. We can worship God in so many different ways. We can get to know Jesus in so many different ways. Not one way better than the other, just different. The key is to know that each person's journey to God is okay. It's not what it was or how it should have been. It just is how it is. If there are many ways to come to know God and many ways of expression of worship, is it possible that there are many ways of expression in Syracuse, New York? There are so many paths on this quad, so many different ways to get to know Jesus. We may think we know church, but it may be the journey of the Holy Spirit has just begun. As we think about Jesus as the living bread for us, consider all the people around the world in many cultures and languages who begin and end their days on their knees, asking God for what they need. My last journey back from Massachusetts to Syracuse, I pulled into a rest stop and went into the restaurant, and when I came back, I parked my car out the ways because I wanted to walk. I had been sitting for a while. And when I came back, I saw a man taking a rug out of his van, about 2.5 feet wide and 4 feet long, and placing it on the parking lot, right on the ground, in between my car and his car. And I jumped in my car because I wasn't sure what was going on. And then I saw him go on his knees. And he was praying to God. He's Muslim, and it was his time of day in which all Muslims pray. And so he got on his knees and prayed right there in the rest stop parking lot on the New York State Thruway. It was amazing. What faith, what dedication. I was just blown away. For many of us, we connect best with God through the image of Jesus. In the midst of ongoing struggles of life, we turn to God for what we need, strength for the day. The petition of the Lord's Prayer, the prayer spoken earlier today by each of us, "Give us this day our daily bread," is really a prayer of what we need for this day. Living bread, bread of life, that provides us with life, strength, purpose, and hope. Just like there are many kinds of bread made differently all over the world, our path to come to know Jesus and trust in Jesus as the bread of life will look and taste and smell differently. Amen.